Welcome to episode 17 of the Nerdcast podcast, Not Your Regular Dialogue. I go by the name of Toner, and I am coming from the... Fuck that, I'm doing that intro. That was gay. Sorry.
Well, make sure you're right then,
I'm all right, now I know what I'm going to say. I'm sorry.
Get straight. Don't
Jesus
get gay.
Christ.
I'm a little drunk. I'm drunk.
Go with Christ.
All right, here we go. Welcome to episode 17 of the Nerdcast podcast, Not Your Regular Dialogue. I go by the name of Toner, and I am joined by the rest of the Nerdcast crew, minus Cripple Jay again, hashtag fuck you, Jay. Asshole. We are coming to you from the command center. I am with Joe Dust.
Cool for the summer.
He's coming to us via satellite. We have Big Mac.
Hey, hello.
And Sound Guy Steve.
What up, y'all?
I hear music.
Go, go, go.
Go fuck yourself. Lala.
I had a brain fart when you just said, hey, Joe. I'm like,
yeah. I saw that. I saw that. Thank God you're not 17 episodes in.
Hey, we're still working out the kinks. How about that?
As
we
always.
We can hear ourselves, bitch.
I know.
Yeah.
As always, at this point of our show, we'd like to recognize our unofficial beer sponsor. But again, our official beer snob couldn't be here today because, I don't know, I heard of a broken clitoris. I don't know what that means. I'm not a doctor. But we have Sound Guy Steve letting us know who our unofficial beer sponsor is.
We are drinking the Schlafly Oktoberfest Beer Advocate Score 82, 5.5 ABV out of the good old St. Louis, Missouri. That's where we're at, Nerdcast bitches. Yeah.
Missouri.
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 Yeah, because don't everybody's like, Missouri. It's like, fuck you, okay?
Or they say Missouri, then I just fucking take a...
It just depends on where in Missouri you are. You say Missouri. And it depends on how drunk you are, too. Because the drunker I get...
M-I-S-S-O-U-R-A-H.
Yeah.
Missouri.
Because I will say, at this point of the show, I've had three beers, and I've had literally zero food today.
I drank two cups of coffee, and I've drank three beers.
I have had a cup of coffee today, but I am on beer three.
I'm about to pee out of my butt.
And no food at all.
I think I peed five times before we started recording. Yes, I have.
That's good to know, though.
Hey, the Giants actually won. That's fucking crazy.
Give me 2 seconds, people.
We got NFL football on. We got Tony on.
We're doing football and nerding out at the same time. People thought it couldn't be done, but we're doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it.
That's right.
Hold on. Let me check my fantasy scoreboard.
We're doing the damn thing.
Tony, you like those?
Doing it well.
I am currently playing Steve-O today, our sound guy in fantasy football. Now, it's early, but I am kicking his ass by over 50 points, so let's hope that stays.
And I've already contested a loss. I'm like, I'm done. My quarterback was a game-time decision.
Oh, you were playing Cripple J today.
I'm playing, and he's kicking my ass because I don't have a quarterback.
I'm playing Bobby, IMDB Bobby, and I just want to point out my team names in both leagues and ours. Our fun league, it's Ching Chong Potato, which is in reference to an Asian musician, conductor, who has Down syndrome, and... The meme says Ching Chong Potato. And the one, and the four, and the Ching Chong Potato. And then in my other league, I have a picture of Bill Cosby, and my team name is Crushed Bills.
Oh, well done. Look at you. You creative motherfucker.
Take it. Swallow my jello.
Just out of curiosity, do we have any kind of outline for episode 17?
No. I did not create. I have tons of topics, but I have no direction for this show at all. It's kind of just going to be chaos.
From chaos.
We could play the game that I used to play where you guys blindfold yourselves and turn around and we'll play thumb or penis. You have to guess which one I'm laying on your butt.
Well, the thing is, I did, if you look at my fantasy here real quick, the fantasy team, my other league, Money League, I made the team name. It's called Another Team's Radio Broadcast. Don't know if you guys get the meaning of that.
No.
You remember week one when the Patriots were playing Pittsburgh and all they were getting was the Patriots radio broadcast over their headsets?
Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah.
Nice. Ass mode?
It's a mode, if I may?
No, it's ass mode.
Oh, it's ass mode.
It's a way of life.
Oh.
It's so from
I don't even know what that means.
It's from Craig Ferguson.
Oh, asthma.
Yeah,
oh.
I got
Jeff
Peterson.
That's why you have that skeleton.
Yeah,
as
Jeff
your...
Peterson. And then, yeah, if you look up asthma mode, I found a way how to put the little dots on the O's. It's nice.
Umlauts. I took German.
How the fuck you umlauts? Know? How to, I don't know how to put that shit over the letters.
No, the umlauts,
you have to be
on
a wizard.
Phone, the umlauts, the double dots.
Yeah.
If
was that the double dot?
If you hold your, if you hold the O on your phone, it'll pop up all the different lines. But on
if you just do it on an iPhone, a sheep pops up.
Oh, that's true too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird.
We have Samsung.
It'll be like, bah, you have active sheep mode. It's like, oh, okay.
Bah, sign our user agreement.
Is it?
Rawr.
Steve.
All right. I guess that's
Stephen Hawking is the new Siri on the next update.
So
you should take a left at Martin Luther King Boulevard.
You will see a lot of deaths.
Thanks, Steve.
Oh. Okay. All right, Matthew.
I have no direction for us, sir. I got tons of topics.
You at least have one direction.
I'll tell you what.
I have one direction.
Harry Styles.
Jesus Christ.
All right, do me a favor. Just fucking close your eyes
and just go.
Just throw a fucking dart.
Well, here's the first one that we talked about. We tried to come up with an outline. Was something about hashtag shout your abortions. Let's go there.
Well, that was mine.
Let's go from NFL football to shout your abortions. I think that's
that sounds like a great plan.
I would like to. Oh fuck.
No. Okay. So Planned Parenthood. You know, they're
that's a big hot topic right now.
People were standing behind them on Twitter. It's fine, but. One day, hashtag shout your abortion was trending, the number one trend.
Yep. Jesus Christ.
It was women that were literally...
Were they shouting the date that they
were
an abortion?
They were tweeting about their abortions.
Oh, okay.
And then hashtagging shout your abortion like, it's cool. I sucked a couple kids out, and I stand with Planned Parenthood. Okay, fine. Why are you putting that on social media for... however many people in the world to see. What are you turning
Jesus
up, Steve?
Jesus Christ, man.
Okay.
Because, well, and then my wife, we were talking about the whole Planned Parenthood thing, and she's like, why do they call it Planned Parenthood? Shouldn't it be
Unplanned Parenthood?
Yes. Basically. Yes. I was like, well, they do offer birth control. And she's like, well, why don't more people take advantage of it? I was like, because most people are fucking retarded and don't do that.
I've only ever gone there for emergency contraception.
The Rams just... Arizona Cardinals just fumbled the kickoff, and we got the...
Hold, please.
We got live football going on.
Those Los Angeles Rams,
here you
man.
Go. Turn around. Boom!
Boom!
Boom fumble goes the
dynamite. Fuck you, Arizona. Yeah.
Oh, guess what? The turf's going to catch on fire.
Conspiracy. Conspiracy.
Holy shit, Steve. This is so loud in my ears right now.
you need to turn it down.
Well, he just turned it up.
Oh.
I guess I could turn mine down.
Yeah, turn Joe's down. That's better.
But okay. I just don't...
No,
why? Why do we have shout your abortion? Shouldn't that be a personal...
Okay, I'm good.
Why do we need to know that's...
No, well, that was my whole point.
You know?
And so I put the old Robert Downey Jr. rolling his eyes photo on there. And I think you wrote it down, but I said the irony is how many of these women, which I'm just making this up, but how many do you think have semicolon tattoos that are hashtagging shout your abortion? Because, you know, that child that you aborted, I guess it's got a period tattoo.
That's a period on that part of your life.
It's his or her story. There's no more to it.
Yeah, the...
Cue the violin music, Jay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the owner or the CEO of Planned Parenthood hasn't been on trial for, like, the whole past 2 weeks in Congress. Oh, she's been getting grilled like a fucking hamburger this week. They've been going all over because, you know, those videos that popped up on TV?
Is that my phone? Sorry.
Yeah.
Jesus
I forgot
Christ.
To turn it on.
God, fucking
but
kids.
It
nowadays.
Goes back to the whole, hey, Joe, I go, hey, overpopulation. Joe goes, Green Bowl, Missouri or whatever. Bowling Green, Missouri. Yeah, there's no one there. But I would think, isn't Planned Parenthood, shouldn't we be not having kids we don't want to have kind of thing?
Well,
and I don't mean go kill children, but just, hey, how about we just, A,
well,
wear a condom, B, pull out, if anything.
Well,
know?
what's hilarious?
Do something to...
You look at
the
numbers.
Be responsible.
Think about all these hardcore. And look, I'm not gonna
Tumblr cunts.
Hashtag that shit right
now,
there.
Look,
I like that.
I'm not gonna center. I'm not gonna center out like one religion, but like these fucking hardcore Christians, the Baptists, all this other shit. When you go to states like Texas, Mississippi, all the other, it seems like you're down south states where like inbreeding is cool and just you're run by a bunch of fucktards.
Touchdown.
Awesome.
Tavon Austin.
The thing is, they preach is abstinence. Abstinence this, abstinence that. You don't fucking educate on birth control or these other options, okay? And you know what's fucking hilarious?
Yeah.
Especially in my favorite state of fucking Texas. The reason I say it's my favorite state is I fucking hate the state of Texas.
I don't mind Texas.
These motherfuckers down there especially. Sorry, I'm a little buzzed.
I don't mind Texas. It's fucking Arizona I can't stand.
Yeah. Wow. That was powerful.
But
ooh, shit. That's
and all these states where they preach all this, it's just abstinence this. There's no birth control. There's no condoms. There's no nothing. They have the highest pregnancy rate, especially among teens and shit. It's like,
Well, there,
this is where education comes into play. You got to educate the kids on all their options.
It's like you can only shoot it on your sister's face so many times. You're going to get her impregnated down there in Mississippi eventually.
It could go back to what we've discussed multiple times where we go, if you want to get political with it, as far as Republican being the state of Texas, big Republican state.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They seem to sure care a hell of a whole lot about the kids before they're born, but after they're born, fuck them. Right?
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to want to do anything.
Literally?
Well,
no.
Well, think about like
a focal situation.
But no, hey, we're pro death penalty. We'll kill you right away. You know?
Right,
right.
Fuck yeah.
But
Rick
we, you
Perry,
know,
especially.
You know,
when
so
that
it's
douchebag.
Like, it's so weird. Hey, in the womb, before the womb or in the womb, we care all about you. But then when you're out of the womb, you're on your own.
Yeah.
Right?
So, I mean, just come out and say, look, let's not get political, but you're fucking pro birth. You're not pro life.
Yeah, exactly.
You're fucking like Rick Perry, this fucking guy. Fuck you and your reading glasses, Rick Perry. I'm going to run you out of the fucking
and also,
Dodge Ram truck, you piece of
shit. Fuck you, Rick Perry, for leaving Journey. Jesus Christ.
But this guy, I remember he was doing his presidential like the debate shit, and they talked about how his state has executed more people than anything else. And the, you know, the right-wing people there like fucking were clapping, giving a standing ovation. I'm like, now, I don't follow politics, but if you're pro-life, I'm thinking capital punishment where you're ending life. I'm like,
they kind of
there's always a fine
contradict
line.
Each other.
Yeah.
It's called hypocrisy, maybe?
A little bit.
Oh, okay.
Look, I don't give a fuck about your political party, but I'm like, you can't say you're pro-life and then you're like you're pro-execution. But
why
anyway.
Not?
I'm like, hey, fuck, dude, I'm not fucking Christian. Kill these motherfuckers, especially the rapists and murderers. Fry these motherfuckers.
Tony, that's like half my family.
Man, Tony just turned into the Punisher real quick.
I'm just saying.
The rapist
that's
sadist.
Pretty American Sniper of you, Tony.
I just watched a 4-year-old's head blow up when I shot it with a 50 caliber. Oh, okay. Nice job.
Hey, whatever puts more material in my spank bank. Let's get really drunk
over
and be inappropriate
line.
Today.
Over the line, Smokey, over the line.
And I'm going to get another beer because I'm... my
so that was really my whole point, though, with Planned Parenthood. I just kind of roll my eyes any time now that I see on social media.
That
I'm like, you had an abortion. Congratulations. Why do you want everybody to know that?
That's not something you advertise.
No.
That's personal and private.
That's why like
and
Facebook
it's your
and Twitter.
Business, what
that's
you did
your,
was your business.
Why is that your journal all of a sudden?
It's not a big deal, but the problem is, it's like, okay, that's... I know it's not politically correct to say, but it's like, why are you a whore so much?
Oh, gosh.
I know.
Serious. Every time.
Why are you a whore so much?
Stop being... You could be a little bit of a whore. Just don't be so much. That's what he's trying to get across.
What other way can you not say that, hey, I'm having sex with somebody all the time, but, oh, God, if I go out there and get pregnant, man, I can abort that thing faster than a fucking
deer getting
hit by a
car. But the thing is, with Planned Parenthood, you don't really want to... A, abortions... can wreck your body as a woman.
I don't,
and B,
yeah.
It's more expensive to get an abortion than buy a pack of condoms.
I think Planned Parenthood, their whole thing is probably not to go,
effort.
That's like, exactly, that's like, this is the last thing we could possibly do. Let's educate would probably be the best possible thing. Let's educate,
let's
protect,
not raise
know?
This child in East St. Louis. Let's throw me up a,
yeah, it's
or
like,
throw me down a flight of stairs.
Oh, the woman's body's more important. Yeah, it wasn't important when she's getting a 12-inch dick stuck in her when she's having sex, so fucking whatever.
Fuck. You just
12-inch dick.
Jesus.
I was not
doubling
there,
me
sir.
Well, I mean, you know, I was just trying to go towards a specific thing.
What I love about you, Steve, is you never want to go too far.
I don't give a shit. That type
I think
of stuff
Steve
there,
has called women whores on 7 episodes so
it,
far.
I'll say it again. Whore, whore, whore.
Okay.
It's been documented.
Yep, it's on there.
I'm making note of that. Okay.
I think we've gone as far as we're going to go with abortion.
Yeah.
Like, shout
thanks,
your abortion.
Joe. Start off a holy Sunday.
I don't think I ruined the Sabbath. I think Steve just kind of got in the whore thing.
I was just
bringing up an observation,
The Holy Spirit just rolled over.
I'll bring up the next observation I had in regards to social, political stuff that I don't agree with in regards to the Stop Heroin movement.
Ooh.
It's something that's really big here in St. Louis. You see it on billboards everywhere. It's the not even once hashtag that you see sometimes associated with it.
Now, with me being a heroin dealer, I take offense to this.
I would, too, as well. Because I am of the big belief that there should be big deregulation when it comes to any drug, to be honest with you. Because if you're stupid enough to get hooked into that shit, hey, what you do is your own business. It could help our government tax the shit out of those drugs. You know, regulate it to the point where we, you know, try to hamper the drug cartels. But, you know, I don't think it should be out there on billboards. We shouldn't be raising money to stop heroin. I mean, drugs are going to happen. People are going to take drugs when they want to take drugs. As much as you want to educate somebody about something, if they want to take heroin of all the drugs, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
So fuck them, man. You're going to OD? Sorry. You're stupid enough to get started on it.
If you want to do heroin or even cocaine, if you want to do cocaine, you can fucking be a quarterback at Mizzou.
Hashtag Maddie Malk.
Hashtag Maddie Malk. Dumb ass. And especially in that scenario, you have your whole... You were given the whole... You had a free education. You had a free ride. Basically, a free ride at life. You're the king of the campus. You got everything in front of you. Boom. Hey, yeah. I'd rather do drugs than fucking...
For
football,
anyone that doesn't know what we're talking about, the quarterback for the University of Missouri
was suspended this week.
Probably going to get ousted because
there's rumors.
There's some pretty specific
rumors, but yeah.
And unconfirmed rumors that he's been probably dealing coke.
He's on the booger sugar. He's on the booger sugar.
But man, that explains a lot. He's got a lot of energy, but I guess we know why now.
Zero accuracy, but a lot of energy.
Zero accuracy.
Well, does anyone disagree with the whole drug thing in regards to... In The Wire, I'm a big fan of the show The Wire.
Mm-hmm.
They had what was called Hamsterdam, where they basically, the war on drugs, they said, this is not working. They took a portion of Baltimore and they said, here, this is where you have to have your playground for all the drugs. Whatever you guys want to sell, it's legal here, but you keep it here. You do it here. Basically turning a blind eye to all of that nonsense. So, I agree with The Wire's take on it that what's the point in fighting a war that you don't need to fight a war on?
So, Matt, hypothetically, like The Wire, mm-hmm. Amsterdam, right?
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
I don't want to pick on East St. Louis, but it's a shithole.
Yeah.
If you made those drugs legal in the city limits of East St. Louis, do you think it would do wonders for the city of St. Louis? Of St.
Louis. To make all that stuff shift.
You know what? If you want to do it in this small vicinity over the river, go mm-hmm. for it. But if you bring it across lines, we're going to have people.
That's when you have a
problem.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't know, man.
Well, there's something I heard about. I'll keep this really brief because I don't want to. It's been a while since I've seen it.
Good,
but
I'm bored.
Yeah. I occasionally watch. Real Time with Bill Maher on HBO.
Oh, yeah. I love Bill Maher.
And he's hilarious. He had a guy on. They did an experiment with mice, of course. You always do experiments with mice. About, communities and drug use. Long story short, they had mice where they had them in an environment where they had, nothing to do, no activities whatsoever. And they had, it was, water bottles. So one water bottle. They had two water bottles in, these settings. One was laced with heroin. The other one was just straight up water or whatever. Mm-hmm. The mice that were in these environments where they had no activities whatsoever, all they did was they drank the water laced with heroin. It's like they were totally drawn to that. You then go to this other one, these other mice where they were forced
to do anal.
Yeah. They had anal, a hamster wheel, or their or their mazes, shit to do.
Yeah.
They drank mostly water. But they occasionally touched on, it was what do they call it? Social use, I guess, of the water laced with heroin. So it's kind of like, depending on what your environment is, if you've got, I don't know, some form of social activity, maybe you have, I don't know, jobs, just something, where your main focus is not just fucking getting high, it makes you think. But when you want to help impoverished areas, like the people that are being affected, they have to be willing to work with you also. You can give them all the opportunity in the world, but if they don't want to seize that, or take advantage of it, what does it matter? But obviously, I don't think you're going to see shit like heroin get legal by any means.
No, it won't ever happen.
I think
but...
marijuana is going to get to a point to where I see that happening in the future. It's already happening now.
I honestly think we'll get to the point where you'll go into a Quick Mart or a gas station and you'll ask for a pack of marijuana. I honestly do. I think it's going to happen because there's no difference in the effect that when you smoke that versus drinking a six pack of beer, right? So
as long as you don't do it while you're operating machinery.
Exactly.
Stuff,
do it responsibly. And the people that don't do it responsibly, they're punished accordingly, right?
It's the same thing with alcohol, honestly. Exactly. It's just, same
thing.
Well,
my family in southern Illinois, they have a farm out there. And half a mile from the farm now, they have a giant warehouse they just built. What do you think they're growing there?
Yeah.
Got a lot of that.
It's hemp.
Asparagus?
It's hemp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For clothing.
It's asparagus
purposes.
That you can inhale.
Asparagus. Oh, okay.
And it makes you hungry.
I see. Nice.
But yeah, because they have some dispensaries around there, like medical wise, and they're growing it out in the middle of farms. And it's literally right down the country road. So I'm probably going to take a trip over there.
I just.
Need to get my card.
I guess the whole point is to say, why are we spending so much time on trying to stop it instead of saying, people are going to do it anyway, right? When people are going to do something anyway, you let them kind of do it, but then you regulate it from there.
Yeah.
That's the whole war on drugs, though.
It's
been going on for 30 years, and really nobody's stopped it. It's because, honestly, I think it's like Prohibition used to be. Yeah. You can't regulate it. You can't make money off of it. So you're going to get slapped on the wrist or thrown in jail if you're distributing. But I do agree, heroin, cocaine, stuff like that shouldn't really be rampant. Mm-hmm. Weed's not going to kill anybody.
No.
It's no worse than drinking alcohol.
But you think the population that wants to let their lives be controlled by it, let their lives be controlled by it, and eventually they'll lose that life. They'll either die from overdose or they'll do it to the point where, hey, I can't hold a job.
Those shitheads live in Ohio anyway, so who gives a shit?
Where's Maddie Mock from?
Ohio.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Honestly, has anybody been to, Columbus, Ohio?
No.
Sorry, Columbus.
I've been to Dayton.
I like Findlay, Ohio, and wherever Cedar Point is, Sandusky.
Sandusky, yep.
Man, Columbus and stuff, it's like an episode of Cops everywhere you go. It's just fucking white trash everywhere, man.
Nice.
I'm not even lying.
We're getting very political with this episode. It's kind of just going that natural direction. So let's stay. You want to stay
I haven't
there?
Said anything political.
Are we going to talk about Mexican pregnancies next?
from South Park, send in the pregnant Mexican.
Okay.
The Syrian children.
Hi, this is Martin.
This is Eric.
And Augustus.
From Two-Legged Tie, and you're listening to the Nerdcast on the Inside Joke, Outside Voice podcast network.
Then let's stay political with it, then. School shootings. Recently in the
news. I'm for them. I mean.
Because it was Oregon, right?
Oregon.
Like,
it's like a community college.
It was at a community. Of all places, a community college.
I know.
These are people that have no idea what they're doing with their lives. They're trying to figure it out.
People still wearing their Letterman jackets there for crying out loud.
It was awful. It was a community college, Oregon, and 10 people confirmed dead, I think is what it was, but multiple others injured.
Something.
I didn't follow it that close, to be honest.
Here's the thing, which my mom brought up a good point also. And Obama's fine. He's cool. But he also has nothing to lose now. He's got, a year and a half left? He can tweet and all the shit he wants. He's not up for re-election.
Right.
Why? Steve does the double jerk off into his mouth. Man, Obama's backyard, Chicago, right?
Yes.
And I haven't looked at the exact stats, but apparently there's been 50 shootings the last 2 weekends in Chicago alone. Yet we
shootings, but not deaths, right?
No. They're all
confirmed
shooting,
kills.
They're dead.
You got confirmed
there's
kills.
Definitely,
Jesus.
There's definitely Chris Kyle confirmed kills out there. The Navy can get us.
It's like
us
Call of
stats.
Duty Online in the south side of Chicago.
Right. And, we have a school shooting. Mm-hmm. People just fucking blow up. And
But yet,
when then we get tweets even from the president, like, man, here's our school shootings versus terrorism deaths. I'm like, you didn't talk about your backyard that you're from, though. I think it's all the media, too.
We'll
put up, like, a plaque at that community college, and, you know, somebody's kid or mom or dad's dead in Chicago, and
Little James that lives outside of Chicago who got the fucking shit blown out of him by a gang member. Oh, no. Fuck him.
And it's to be fair, also, we live in St. Louis, which I haven't kept up the last 2 days, but I know it was 154 homicides just in the city of St. Louis this year. So if you want to compare that.
School shootings, Facebook blows up, Twitter.
Oh, yeah, because it's a school. So let's have a gang member just go to let's have him go to SLU or something and shoot it up. Is that going to get more attention, or is it just different?
Well, it reminds me of all those Heath Ledger memes. You know what? You know when he's talking to Aaron Eckhart or Harvey Dent in the hospital. Like, you know, if a shooting happens in the south side of Chicago, it's all part of the plan. Mm-hmm. But if I go to a community college and shoot somebody up, everybody loses their minds.
Yeah,
that's the same thing. I think it was 4th of July last year. 4th of July. One night, the amount of shootings and or deaths, it was fucking like astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
News coverage, nothing.
No.
It's and this whole, like you said, like Obama or any other politician, when their term is near, like when it's about over and they have nothing left to lose.
Well, they're a lame duck president at that point.
They'll do whatever. But the thing is, like, when they're in the heart of their presidency, it's like, well, I can't say this.
No.
I really can't say that. So I just got to sit there and, you know, act like a cowardly little bitch.
And it's really weird because Obama was elected in 2008, right?
Yeah.
So that was kind of when social media started getting big. I'm really curious going forward how presidents are going to be or what their role in social media will be. Say if Hillary or Jeb Bush, whoever the hell gets elected, Donald Trump, just kidding, he ain't going to get elected. But
But if he did, it'd be hilarious because he'd be like,
probably.
He'd be like Twitter fuck follow, Putin. Yeah.
Well, he's already on social media. But like, it's really weird to think like now your president could be just tweeting shit. But I think like now Obama, he could pretty much say whatever the hell he wants. It doesn't matter. He's writing it out till, what, January of 2017, right?
Yeah. What?
Obama.
No, it's this November's election.
Next November. 2016
he's inaugurated.
Is
inaugurated. Yeah.
Well, but the other guy actually gets sworn in, or woman.
Yeah, January.
Yeah,
I have to say, or woman now. Yeah, we got a couple viable candidates.
Because, okay, here's the thing. On a local radio show here in St. Louis, they brought up the question of, is it time yet to declare that we have domestic terrorism? And I think using the word terrorism is why it turned a lot of people off, saying things have gotten so bad, like in Chicago, or here in St. Louis. Why has the army? Okay, we send a lot of troops overseas. Why do we not have troops in our cities? And saying, hey, we're saying we don't have enough local funds to do this. I know for fuck sure we have enough federal funds going into the military. Call up, you know, Fort, what it was near us,
Fort
Leonardwood. Yeah. Call up Fort Leonardwood. Have them come down.
Scott Air Force Base.
Because, okay, here was another big story here in St. Louis. We had a guy walking home from Busch Stadium.
This guy.
He was walking home from Busch Stadium with his girlfriend, right? Or walking to their car from Busch Stadium.
Was it
his girlfriend or his mom? Well, this was the mom, right?
It was his girlfriend.
His mom was having her 60th birthday at Busch Stadium, so he and his siblings were there, and I think he was with his girlfriend.
And he was
wasn't with his mom.
He was a vet of Afghanistan, I believe, correct?
He was one of them. Right? Yeah,
I just know he was walking to his car with his girlfriend.
He was walking to his car, and guy mugged him, and they gave up all their belongings.
Wallets and
personally.
Stuff.
They gave wallets, purses, all that stuff. They gave him, hey, here, take it. I don't give a crap. Take my money. But then the guy that stole from him shot the vet in the back.
Right.
Shot him in the back as they were running away.
Mm-hmm.
And he's paralyzed now. And this is what started the conversation on the radio show I was listening to, saying, wouldn't you feel better if you had military presence all over the city? And I don't mean just – I mean, a Cardinals game is a big gathering downtown. That's a huge issue here in St. Louis. Yeah, that's a big doing. St. Louis Cardinals game, there's going to be tons of people.
Ballpark Village is just bait now, it seems like. Yeah.
And it's like, okay. And the people are like, well, there's a lot of debate against it, saying, hey, that's not what we need. We don't want more military presence. We want – you know, we want a more peaceful city. I was like, but to get – to peace, don't you need to take that dramatic step of saying we need the military presence here? Because then that's part of being a good citizen.
The
behave yourself. I think that's overlooked so much of what's wrong with people? Why can't people just be? Is, and a lot of people try to turn it into a racial thing or
well, you'll
a
get
social
the whole,
thing.
Oh man, it's our education system though. They don't know any better.
And see, that's the whole point. It starts at home, and it's a matter of just behave yourself. Be a good person and not do what you know is wrong. And the fact that have we really thought as a society, have we learned or have we unlearned what's the difference between right and wrong? And we can't figure that out.
Well, what city had our biggest terrorist attack ever? You never hear a goddamn thing happen there.
Yeah, New York.
But do they
do you ever hear anything about New York had this?
No.
Guess why? Because there's guys fucking running around with AR-15s standing in the subway every fucking
still?
Day. They are still there.
Really?
And you think about Chicago, it has a ton of shootings, too. New York and Chicago are infinitely larger than St.
Yeah,
Louis. Yet St. Louis still
and
has.
And here's the thing. Oh, here's the thing. I like that you brought the AR-15. This was another topic they brought up was why are our police giving military-grade weapons and protection? I'm like, why not?
Why not?
Exactly. Because if you're trying to police a state that is uncontrolled, how do you get control?
You
go military, right?
Bring in the big guns.
Exactly.
It's very simple.
So I just don't know what that is.
Some knocking on
we have the police trying to break in.
Popos are listening, yeah.
Enter.
So, yeah.
I think that was up.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. He knows what they're doing.
Our food has arrived.
Maybe that picked up on our ultra cool microphones that we have.
Yeah, between this microphones and our headphones now, we have a legit setup.
You're welcome.
I know, sorry. We're kind of going off topic here.
Sound guy went total sound guy.
Sound guy bought
and
some legit
shit.
Sound, we can hear everything.
So, yeah.
I can hear the orgasm of the chick next door. Sorry. Was that too much information?
Nice.
Oh, well, the screen is open. That might be why.
What do you say?
My mom lives next door. Dad's not home.
Uh-oh. Hey, there's some beaver tails right there.
Jesus Christ.
So I just think, okay, let's go. Let's wrap that part up. We're going to say school shootings.
Here's what I said. Do you think I'm being a dick also to wrap that up? I told.
Take a picture of that and tweet that.
Right. Steve's dad has a sign that says, my right to have them, not yours to take them away. Also,
and
fuck you, Mexicans.
And,
it's got a
we
picture
also
of
have
a bunch of...
Tony, on Tony's house.
Or Steve's dad basically is telling you, you will get shot if you come into this house.
Yeah. I love that sign. No trespassing. Violators will be shot.
And again...
Survivors will be shot again.
Hey, Tony, let's preface this before right. Joe takes on his statement.
Go ahead.
We're neither right-wing, left-wing, Republican, Democrat. I think we all at this podcast are just behave yourself. Is what we are.
It's a common sense mentality.
We're very common sense in regards to every when it comes political stuff that we discuss. There's no right or wrong. I guess we all have our own views, but it's just we all agree we prefer the common sense behave yourself mentality. That's all.
Just
it is.
Don't get no. It, yeah, that's fine, but don't get fucking crazy. One way religious,
one way
political.
Way yeah.
Be like, okay, what like. Everybody wants to fucking bash on the Constitution. It was fucking written for a reason. Follow it. It's not that hard.
Yeah, like, to keep slavery.
Yeah. Pick my cotton. Yeah. But no.
Jesus Christ.
Steve always takes it down.
But no, path. I mean, it's the thing is, abolish slavery. There's no reason for it. It's like, because it's a good way of looking at it. It's like, well, we need to change it because this is wrong. It's like, what's wrong about it? They're like, well, people are abusing it. No, it's just... That's your interpretation. That's everybody's problem nowadays. It's the way you interpret it. Matt, you can do it one way. Joe can do it one way. Tony can do it one way. I do it one way. But the thing is, everybody's going to meet in the middle some way.
That's the point. You have to meet in the middle. You have to compromise, meet in the middle somewhere.
Just don't take away Snapchat.
You just have to have a set of guidelines to start. You have to have a starting point is what I think Steve's trying to get at. You have to have a starting point to start somewhere and then meet in the middle to make it make sense in today's society, right?
Yeah, I mean, because you have, like, oh, somebody just shot up a school. Take all the guns away. It's like, that's not going to do anything because...
But you're going way
well, I know, but that, but
far,
that's a problem.
Yeah.
It's like, something like this happens, you have responsible people or it's like, somebody was armed there, he wouldn't have made it. But
well,
the other problem, it's like...
Anytime it seems like there's a school shooting, and this is going to be somewhat of an exaggeration, but you got the people on the left wing, your liberals. All right, they're like, fucking... Ban everything, take the guns away, no problem. Now, I have zero issue with the NRA, but I think Wayne LaPierre is a fucking douchebag because it seems like anytime there is some type of school shooting or a mass shooting, okay, everybody, of course, wants to, like, say it's like, you know, I think they want to target the NRA. They want to target that one institution that's so pro-gun, which... Okay,
Guns don't kill people, people kill people.
Okay, yeah.
He's fine.
Got a point. I've got no problems with I have no problems with the right to bear arms. But also, you can't be like this fucking guy who is like, well, if all the teachers were packing heat and if the students had their fucking conceal and carry, everybody would have been okay. Nobody would have been shot
and
killed.
Which was ridiculous.
Mom, yeah, did you take your pistol to school?
Yeah,
today?
It's kind of like Jesus Christ.
Where's common sense? Where's common sense in that equation? It's gone.
And do you want to have a gun in the classroom with 20 children that are 6 years old?
And again, let's go further in that example. Because I'm in the middle of all this. I don't care one way or the other. But I'm going hunting. Do I need a semi-automatic to go hunting? No, you don't need
that.
It
would probably help a little bit.
If you're a bad shot.
You have to just yell, it's coming right for us.
I just want a bazooka.
If you're Doc Brown, do you need a semi-automatic? I don't think if you're Doc Brown, you need a semi-automatic.
No, you just need something that shoots a please on a dog at 500 yards.
And it's pointing straight at your head, Tannen.
I told my parents, though, and my mom kind of said, yeah, I see your point. My dad disagreed with me.
This is going back to what you say.
This is going back to the school shooting. Okay. I said, I honestly don't care. It doesn't affect me. My dad goes, that's a bad way of looking at it. I go, years ago, before social media and everything was instant, I go, somebody could have got shot up in Oregon. None of us would know. It wouldn't affect our daily lives. I think everything now is just, every time I hear about a shooting, I'm like, you know what? Until somebody I know is getting shot, I'll be like, oh, fuck, that sucks. I'm pissed off. But, man, I don't care
anymore. It's too difficult of a – does it make you a dick? No, it doesn't make you a dick. But it's also a matter of the reason
and
why –
we get the running tally of those dead and those that are shot. And we got, you know, dudes recording shit on, what, Facebook now, shooting up newscasters. And just wait. That'll happen again. Somebody's going, I got to get a GoPro now.
They had back when there was a big mass shooting back of in the earlier this year, there was a mass stabbing at a mall, and they're like, and that thing, it's like, that's not the big.
That
deal.
Happens but in Japan every once in a while too because they don't have guns, so a guy will take a knife.
It was
to a
over
mall
there.
Or something.
But here's the thing: what does it take to have another fucking Timothy McVeigh? Everybody's like, you don't need a fucking gun. You can have
fertilizer
some,
in a van.
Yeah, you can. Some son of a bitch.
Could be psychic too.
Anybody?
Right.
That, yeah. Hey, I'm moving to Arizona. He rents it from somewhere. He goes and parks it in front of a fucking college, like wherever, and
walks away like Kaiser Soze.
And boom. Yeah. And it's like, and that thing is just like, oh my god, that's homegrown terrorism. Somebody blows up a fucking college with a fertilizer bomb, but then somebody shoots up and kills 10 people. It's like,
we have more people in the world we've ever had in history, and you can't weed out every asshole.
Exactly.
Well, I think it goes to maybe I'm interpreting it this way. You tell me if I'm wrong. It's going to where Joe's saying, because we give them so much media and social attention, this is why it keeps happening.
We know their first, middle, and last name.
If we didn't give them any attention and said, what you're doing at this point, and I hate to say it because I don't want to
like,
take it. It's not something
Keenan
to take lightly.
Ivory Wayans just shot up, you know, Parktown Middle School. It's like, why the fuck do I need to know his
Well,
whole
no,
name?
It's more, it's a matter of, do they keep doing it because they want the attention? Because, well, most of these guys either kill themselves when they're doing it or they're put to death after the fact. But maybe if they're given so much attention, is it giving people the idea to do it? When before, maybe if we didn't give them as much attention, they would stop doing it.
I think people say that all the time, and there's no way news will do that because it's all about
ratings.
No,
because, I'm sorry, but CNN that they have on at work.
CNN is dog shit.
And that's the thing.
Most of the big news networks are anymore.
All they kept putting on there was the quotes on social media. Like, obviously, the more people you kill, the more you're in the limelight. It's like, that's not, who gives a shit what he said? The whole thing is he just killed 10 people. That should be important. What he put on social media 2 months ago, did he shoot up a school 2 months ago? No, he didn't. He shot somebody up, killed people, and that's it. But they want to fucking look at, he had 15 rifles at his apartment and 3 handguns. It's like, it doesn't fucking matter what he had. He could have fucking rolled up in his
He plays Grand Theft Auto also.
Yeah, it's, he had a PlayStation that had Grand Theft Auto. It's like, it doesn't matter. He could have drove it with his fucking car with a bomb and blown it up.
He was either a psycho to begin with.
Exactly.
Or, you know, there was already something within that person that made them that way.
Right.
So. It's going to be a vicious cycle. I don't know if there's any way you can kind of correct anything. like what Joe was saying before, like, you know, like it doesn't really affect me. So, you know,
I haven't read shit about the Oregon shooting.
I don't
care anymore.
Because that's the thing, though. It's gotten to that point where we stopped caring because it's become so commonplace.
Yeah, it's like
But if I did care, am I supposed to go on Twitter and hashtag my abortion along with my semicolon?
They over politicize it. It's CNN is just like they just it's this problem. It's like they're so they get so fucking on one subject. It's like get off it.
Here's the thing about CNN, real quick. The reason why I will never watch CNN for anything.
I don't watch any of those stations.
Well, I don't.
Fox, CNN, MSNBC.
I have to because it's on at work every fucking day.
Well, the whole thing with remember that Malaysian airline shit?
Yeah,
when it fucking disappeared, they couldn't find anything. Okay, that's all they fucking covered. And they were actually talking about either wormholes or black holes as one of the reasons this fucking thing disappeared.
I'm sure Neil deGrasse Tyson really enjoyed
that. And it's the same thing. Like, I remember I saw a clip. Like, look, I don't give a fuck about Rush Limbaugh, the fucking right, or whatever. But when I heard there was a clip of him online saying, like, how can you believe in God and believe in man-made global warming? When I hear comments like that, then I hear fucking comments from CNN talking about, I wonder if the plane maybe went through a wormhole.
Yeah.
And that's why we can't find it. I'm like, fuck you, dude. Look, I actually
didn't know they were talking about a wormhole.
No, they were. It was hilarious. Like, look, I'm in the fucking basement.
They have to have something to talk about, I guess, because they have to stay on the air 24-7 talking about that topic.
That's the thing. I'm in a fucking basement right now with four or three other of my friends here.
And we're naked.
And we're naked.
And we're drinking beer.
Drinking beer.
And me and Joe are about ready to dock, too.
Yeah. Do you have enough foreskin to do that?
I do.
Okay, good.
Anyway.
Stretch it out.
My whole point is that I feel like we have more fucking credibility than some of these shitholes like fucking CNN.
Yeah.
I'm like...
Well, that's what it ties into now. I think journalism is pretty loose. You don't really have to do a whole lot to excel in it.
They actually have people like every media outlet. I shit you not. There are people that do this every day. They stare at a screen and they watch Twitter and Facebook. That's all they do because that's how this shit goes. Something happens. It's like, oh, hey, guess what? A bird just died and it got shot by a bazooka. Let's cover it.
I think every major media, they'll have a few credible people on that station, but 18 hours of the day, it's filler. That's all it is.
Oh, my God, Kim Kardashian just got a jizz bomb on Los Angeles Boulevard. Yes, let's go cover it.
Do you ever watch that? I could look that. Yeah, I would look that up right now.
She's a whore.
But what Joe was saying, though, real quick, when he said, like, this doesn't...
Steve's stance on women stands the same.
When Joe said that Oregon shooting, like, it doesn't affect him, okay?
Yeah.
Which, okay, yeah, I understand. And, of course, social media today, like, yeah, you've rewind 10 fucking 20 years.
You can't get away from it if you're on social media.
Well, here, it's politically correct for us to say, Joe, you should care about it.
Right.
But I take the South Park stand.
Where it's like,
But it's like how much, okay, yeah, I do agree with Joe to a point. I'm like, I'm tired of hearing about all this shit. But
oh, God,
I love ignorance is bliss. Somebody asked me, especially at work. When someone asks me a question, I say I don't know, so you'd never fucking bug me again. But again, I hate my fucking job. Huh. I love ignorance is bliss to a point. But I'm like, again, a thing like this Oregon shooting is important, but I'm not some social justice warrior. I'm not some fucking social media warrior where I'm going to hashtag everything and like do some armchair quarterback type bullshit. It's...
Yeah.
Dude, America...
And it's that topic that I don't care about, really. Yeah. It's not that I don't care people died. I just...
That's good that you clarified.
Yeah.
I don't need
to hear about it for 2 weeks straight, which is going to happen.
Dude, like,
because now we're going to get into this guy's psyche. Now we're going to hear the stories that come out.
Who cares about his psyche? He was a fucking psycho.
Oh, dude, you're going to hear all about him because he's dead now. Now they have to do digging. If he were alive, they would have grilled him, interrogated him.
He's a social media martyr.
It's just the American...
Oh, God, this guy shopped at IKEA 2 weeks ago.
This is what I saw on this guy so far. He wrote his manifestos, I guess the word I want to use.
I hate
everybody. I feel like I'm a loser because I didn't have a girlfriend.
Congratulations.
You sound like Avril Lavigne lyrics. Exactly. You sound like every other fucking teenager out there, man.
Yeah.
And it's just... it's again, it goes back to the me society I've always harped on previous episodes, where I feel like I got to make my mark on the world. It's like some people weren't born to have a mark on the world. You're just born to live your life quietly, enjoy it with your friends and your family.
See, Matt,
and that's how you have it.
The way you're talking now, I don't want to embarrass you, Pumpkin Spice, Ginger Spice, but Ginger Spice said Matt's the sweetest guy probably on the podcast.
I just don't like
to say he's got the biggest heart.
But she's not here.
Steve is sighing and rolling his eyes.
And the biggest dick.
Oh!
Thank you, Pumpkin.
Stay tuned for episode 18 where we measure dicks.
Oh, fuck. Well, I'll be out early.
Is it gender? Is she back to gender or is she back to pumpkin?
It's pumpkin spice because we're in fall.
We're in fall. Yeah. Thank you, Pumpkin. I appreciate it.
What happens in winter?
That's hard nipple spice, I think.
Nice.
Headlamp spice.
We've been very political tone around this episode.
Thank you to everybody that's listening to us.
Yeah, I didn't mean it for
way to go.
Who thought we would have done football, politics, and beer all in one episode, man? This is what we do.
I will give a shout out to Ruth and Lindsay, who sit in my row at my place of employment, because they listen to all of our shows, and they actually keep coming
back. I know who Ruth is. I don't know if I know Lindsay.
Hashtag sexual chocolate.
Oh, my God.
Steve, for the love of fucking God.
Ruth, don't listen to him.
Edit that out. Jesus,
no.
Steve. Ruth, tact. Ruth, have some tact.
Yeah, Ruth, that was a compliment, but you got to remember who my brother is.
Yeah, well, never mind. Yeah, wait, Steve said
so
it.
So what?
We love you, Ruth.
That's what I was saying. It. Come on. Coming to America?
Thank you, listeners.
Jesus.
Oh,
man.
All I said was coming to America. Sexual Chocolate, the band? That's all I said.
Yeah, Ruth, you can unsubscribe.
Hi, you're listening to Steve on the Get the Fuck Out of My Country podcast.
Trump for president on the Inside Joke Outside Voice podcast network.
What do you guys think
about
Trump?
That is not what I meant. I said coming to America.
I know, Steve.
Coming to America. God, you're fucking stupid.
Wait, is that C-U-M-M-I-N-G?
Is that the parody or is it the actual Eddie Murphy movie? I don't remember.
Coming in America?
Is there a girl? That's it.
Yeah, it's with Prince Albert as the star.
And they had to climb up a Jacob's ladder to get to the window. Jesus. Do you think my friend Ryan, he was probably being half serious. He's very on the fringe also. Ryan's hilarious, but I mean, this dude's got a 900-pound safe with ammunition and money in it, just in case the fucking
world ends.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
He would actually be my number one spot to go if there's a zombie apocalypse.
He's a doom prepper.
Ryan, we were talking about Donald Trump. He goes, "Fuck, I don't know." He goes, "Maybe America needs a little bit of crazy in the White House."
And I said, "At least you'll be entertained."
Man, it's so bad. Yeah. If anybody's been keeping up with South Park, the running joke, I guess you could say, the parody is that it's a Donald Trump lookalike is running Canada, and Canada is now a wasteland.
Yeah.
So,
nice.
I mean, that's their way of saying, you might want to be careful, but yes, I agree, he might be funny, but yes, I agree.
He'll run into the ground. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, we'd have a hot first lady. I guess that would be the one advantage.
Oh,
but
yeah. Well, Parker did bring up a good point, then I'll get out this fucking presidential political shit.
Yeah, let's go to, like,
fun
kid movies and stuff.
Parker said he's like, "Hey,
you want
look
me to whip my dick out and just put it on the table?"
He goes,
"So we don't have to do it next episode."
You can put your microphone on it.
He said,
"No, it'll be like." I don't know.
He said, "Parker said, look, he's like, I'll give Trump this." He goes, "All the other candidates, they're full of shit." He's like, with Trump, he's like, "At least you know what you're."
At least you
fucking
know what he's thinking.
Yeah.
That's his one redeeming quality.
Yeah, he's like, Trump, whatever he says, he fucking means. And everybody else is like, "I'll just say whatever's going to get me a fucking vote."
Yeah, because he's not going to beat around the bush.
When did it become the political game? It used to. It seemed like, okay, you had Roosevelt in there, like, "Hey, we're in here for a purpose." And I think you could even go to Kennedy. He was a politician that you could still get behind and say, "Hey, he has at least a." Oh, direction for the country. Maybe one direction for the country.
I see what you did there.
That's what I did there.
Well done.
But it turned into a whole game afterwards where politicians went and said, "Hey, I don't have everyone's best interest at heart. I don't have the country's best." It just doesn't seem like that anymore. It's now I have this corporation's best interest at heart. When did that start? When do we think that started? I couldn't even tell you when it started, to be honest with you.
You know, Carson, the Republican candidate, you know, the doctor.
Dr. Ben Carson. Yeah.
Well, they were talking about him on
Real
Time with Bill Maher. See, Tony says, "Fuck that guy."
Yeah.
Good point. And I'm bringing... No, I'm actually not bringing that as a good point. He's saying that, and a lot of people on Real Time with Bill Maher were saying that, and Neil deGrasse Tyson was on there, And he just told the guys, he's like, why do you guys fucking talk about people that try to lead our country like that? He goes, you say, and this isn't directed to Tony, this is talking about the talking heads. He goes, you'll say something about a candidate and you'll rip them apart. He goes, yet you don't have any better idea than they do.
Exactly.
And you don't have anything.
Exactly.
And the reason Neil says that is because he's a scientist. He goes, I'm here to try to educate people. He goes, you guys are making a living on pretty much ripping people down, yet you have nothing else to offer. Which, well, I kind of agree with that.
No, yeah. No,
there's a reason why he's a genius.
Fuck off, Tony.
Well, yeah, that's right. Just, well, he makes a good point, but what's funny about, like, Ben Carson, okay,
I got my Spider-Man shirt on. Fuck you.
He's a fucking neurosurgeon, oh, yeah. Okay? So obviously he believes in some type of science, biology, and shit. But I get that he's a hardcore Christian, okay, which, okay, that's fucking fine. You want
to
be...
He has to pander.
Yeah, if you want to be a Christian and you believe in God and all that shit, that's fine. But let me drop some knowledge on you. We have something called science and math. Earth is not 6,000 years old, you dumb fuck.
I haven't even read... I honestly have not paid attention to him.
Oh, Jesus. Please do not even bring up the young Earther shit. Oh, my God.
Well, here's
the thing. Is that what it's called? Yes. Earther?
Yes. It was on... Dave Glover was listening to it the other day.
What, people think the Earth is 6,000 years old?
Yes.
Yes.
Jesus.
There's people who don't believe the fucking...
Jesus, Stephen Tap Dancing Christ.
Yeah.
Or Stephen Hawking.
Or Stephen Hawking. Yeah. You are incorrect.
It's like,
dude, okay, I'm sorry. If anybody says the Earth is 6,000 years old, you're not ever getting
lost. Here's the thing that's lost, and I don't mean the show lost. Steve earlier said, hey, we have this Constitution, right? Does everyone remember why this country was founded? Oh, separation of
church
and
state.
When did that get lost?
We haven't really done a good job of that in a couple hundred years here.
Well, also, these dumb fucks, like you got your Carsons and your Cruz and shit, and even McCain, that fucking
They pretty much weed themselves out when they say shit like that, though.
But this is the thing. They're all like, okay, we are not a Christian nation. We were not founded on Christian principles. They all want to talk about this, that, and all the other thing about the founding fucking fathers. I have a crazy idea. It's called a fucking library, or it's even called Google. You know me, fuck you, Google it. Look it up. Look at some of the founding fathers' fucking quotes.
I like when Tony gets in.
Tony gets passionate about so you let him go.
About church.
Tony, shut your eyes and just fucking go.
Look at some of these fuckers' quotes about church and state.
Yeah.
They'll let you know exactly what they fucking think about church and state. Like Sarah Palin, I mean, she just fucking...
She's an idiot.
Yeah, well, she had a fucking stroke, and she thinks she can host a talk show.
John McCain shot himself in the head when he put her on his ticket, man. People are like, he's a war vet, he's a decent dude, and he's like, here's Sarah Palin. And everybody's like, who the fuck is that?
I want to drill in Alaska.
Oh,
that's all
God.
The fuck that was.
Man.
So, but look, yeah. That's
that, I wonder if he stays awake at night sometimes.
Here's the difference. There's nothing wrong with... a religion of any kind, Christianity,
no.
Muslim, any, as your basis of your guideline for your life, your morals that will direct you in what you believe. There's nothing wrong with that, but it shouldn't be what drives the country.
Believing that the Earth is 6,000 years old.
Well, you know what? I thought Rick Santorum was a complete and utter douchebag, and he still may be, but he was actually on Bill Maher a couple weeks ago, and it was just at the very beginning of his show where he talks to him for a couple of minutes. And after I actually heard him talking some shit, I would never vote for him fucking ever, but he made a couple of good points where he's like, because of his religious beliefs, just because he thinks something is immoral, it's not illegal.
There's the difference.
Which
there
is fine.
There's the difference.
Perfect.
All right,
yes,
exactly. You may think something's immoral. Okay, like, this, all right, just say.
And that's lost.
Like,
that's
like
lost
homosexuality, for instance.
Or even your, like, okay, abortion,
like
whatever.
Steve and
else,
I are
okay.
probably going to get married.
Right.
Now.
Oh,
that's
I like
fine.
How you tied it back in. How we started this.
You're
right.
Power bomb.
Tie it back in, Toner.
Yeah,
tie it
the
in.
Thing. What, homosexuality, abortion, premarital sex, all that other fucking weird bullshit.
No, that's not weird. That's just life.
All right, yeah, whatever you, okay, whatever you fucking believe, okay? Yeah,
that's been going
immoral.
On thousands of years.
Immoral. If you and your belief may think it's immoral, and that's fine, you can believe that, okay? But it's not illegal.
Exactly.
Honestly, any common sense, do you really want to pass a law? This is not fucking Sharia law or the crazy fuckers over in the Middle East who want to be like, well, if you have sex before you're married, that
we're going to crucify you.
It could be punishable by death. Well, guess what? You know what? Kill me. Because you know what I'm going to do? A lot of premarital fucking sex.
I'm going to lift that
preferably
burka. I'm going to lift that burka up and chili dog you.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Chili dog. God.
I'm going to Pakistani drill press you in Pakistan.
Oh, oh man. Gosh. The irony of it all.
Yeah. I'm going to be drilling for oil in your woman's vagina.
How does that feel? I'm larger than that goat, aren't I?
That was awesome.
All right. Okay, I'm crazy. All right. We've been recording for like 50-something minutes. Well, what have we talked about? I don't know. I'm kind of drunk.
We're doing rants on this.
We did rants.
It's all Tony's fault.
We were very political.
Tony's drinking and be like, I fucking hate everybody.
Okay, but is this really any worse than top 10 lists?
This was not very nerdy at all. This is us talking, hey, we got on some political topics.
Well, that's why you put that in the YouTube description. Exactly. You got to know. That's what you know what you're getting into.
So here, we're at about almost the hour mark. Let's wrap up.
Hold on one second. Hey, Jay, can we get your point of view? Oh, that's right. You're not here.
Oh, well
we'll do.
Done,
let's
Steve.
Do like 15 minutes and we're good. Hour and 10 minutes? Is that good? That'll be about where we're at.
Yeah, let's do that because
Steve's looking at his watch.
We'll get back to the nerd.
I'm gonna pull a
more light.
Well, we're also
going to
eat real fast,
episode.
And then we're going to.
We got pizza.
We're going to take some power shits, and then
is
we're going to.
CJ Anderson, please tell me that's CJ Anderson. Ronnie Hill.
Pause. What are we
bitch. I know I have CJ Anderson.
It is kind of fun to do football at the same
that?
Time.
That?
As
that's
this.
Ronnie Hill.
Yes, that was Hillman. Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
so
no.
Yes. Man. Sorry.
There's few Hold things on. That Toner's passionate about. He's passionate about
Ronnie
political
Hillman
topics,
was,
and he's passionate about fantasy
Ronnie,
fucking football.
Ronnie Hillman was running like an Oregonian shooter was after. Jesus! Look at the fucking
our levels were hot right there.
God, that looks like a fucking wine glass.
Hillman almost doubled his projected points. All right, sorry. Yeah, and fuck
Tony,
you.
Tony's
on fire.
Nobody can see
dude.
It. He's literally raising the roof.
Best going at the end.
Oh man.
Yes, Hillman. Fuck yeah.
Okay,
that was awesome.
You know
fuck
what?
You,
let's,
Minnesota.
Matt, what can we talk about for like 15 minutes here? What's a good?
We're doing rants. Let's just do rant. Let's finish with rants. The only other thing I had was just talking shit about people we work with. That's all I had.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Here, I told you something about vloggers, which are video loggers.
Okay. Yeah.
Blogging.
Yes.
Oh yeah, it is.
You can go on YouTube.
YouTube.
Sorry.
What?
Joe's been drinking. And
that's
not
in my
eating.
COD vocabulary.
No, he's been.
No, because my mind would be clear if I would have jerked off before this.
Hey, I was on YouTube last night.
What? I actually can't remember their name. Matt, did you write it down?
Yeah, Nia and something. Hold on. No, Nia. Sam and Nia.
Sam and Nia.
The Christian
Nia
bloggers.
Nia is spelled N-I-A. Steve, if you want to Google them, go ahead. Sam and Nia, N-I-A. So they're Christian vloggers. And the reason why they got popular is because they created a video which has to be fucking fake.
Sorry,
this? I just burped.
Right here?
Yep.
Well,
oh, yeah,
Facebook.
They're all
go,
over.
Go to YouTube, I guess.
No, right? It's them, though.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm
gotcha.
Not going on Facebook. Fuck them assholes.
Why is that chick it? 12, Steve? Why does she have something in her? I'm just
oh, wow.
Oh.
Okay, hey, but to be fair, is Nia not pretty hot?
She's pretty cute.
Okay,
yeah.
So
she
anyway.
She does have a big mouth.
Well, I know.
I'm just saying.
So Sam and Nia did create daily video vlogs. Here's our life. We're going to church. Kids are doing like a little bit of volleyball camp. Oh, my God. I love Sam so much. So they got – scroll up a little bit, Steve, I think. Okay, forgiven. That's past it. So if you scroll down, you'll see one where he's announcing to her that she's pregnant. And the reason – or how he did that, I'll keep this brief. She peed at night, overnight, as many of us do, but she didn't want to flush the toilet because she might think it'll wake him up. So he thought it'd be funny to buy a paternity test, take some of her urine, squirt it in there, finds out she's pregnant, tells her, blah, blah, blah. Well, it's all bad acting. I picked that out really fast when I saw it. But, you know, you get these church-going people that are like, oh, my God, I'm fucking fisting myself. I'm so excited for both of you. Well, no more than a week later, oh, lo and behold, they have a miscarriage, quote, unquote. Our baby had a heartbeat. No, it didn't. You were, what, 3 weeks pregnant, you said? And you never went to a doctor. Your baby had a heartbeat, really? Both videos, you don't have to pull them up, Steve.
I'm not.
Horrible acting in both, by both parties. Even got kicked out of a conference because this dude approached another vlogger who didn't agree with his views, and now they're kind of like just out in the dark area. They don't know if they're going to be back. I don't even remember how I stumbled upon them, but I think it was because of some birth announcement where it was recent. It was where a guy, I'm sorry, he's a black guy, but he cried because he found out his wife was pregnant.
I saw that,
yeah.
So
that went viral, and
forever,
I think this
yeah.
was like a link on the side. So, you know, I went from one that was really nice and genuine to these pieces of shit that are trying to get views.
Trying to get
and
views
let me tell you, they had 15 million views on their first one where he fucking faked it. So to you guys, if there's a hell, I hope you both Pakistani drill press.
You're waiting.
I hope you get each other in the ass. And they have hundreds of thousands of followers, lo and behold. You know why? Because they deem themselves as Christians who just want to go on our little lives. Me and my hot wife, Nia, who also happens to be Christian. And you guys are going to love this. A couple months ago, maybe, they found out the husband was registered on a website. Anybody want to?
Sex offender.
No.
Ashley Madison.
That video Steve went by, forgiven. Was regarding his Ashley Madison account. Yeah. His wife forgave him. He's a pastor that started his own church, yet was trying to fuck around on his wife.
Church of what? What would we call that church? Church of perpetual what?
Oh,
Church of Perpetual Exemption.
There we go.
I love John Oliver too. You guys want to know about pieces of shit out in the world? There's a couple of quote unquote Christian vloggers where this pastor that he had two accounts on Ashley Madison. They found
just and like his, Josh Duggar.
Nice. Really, it's just like him and his wife. Forgives him. You know why? Because they need the fucking views.
I think Joe just had it right there. That's the theme of our episode here.
Hypocrisy.
Pieces of shit in the world. Because we had people that want to put their abortions out there. We had, what else did we do? We did the Oregon. We did the shooter, the school shooters. We did
the Planned Parenthood thing. Doesn't mean you're a piece of shit. It's just don't put that shit on social
media. Yeah, exactly.
That's something and personal and private.
But I got other people that are pieces of shit.
But don't also publicize that you're a whore, too.
Okay.
Oh my Steve.
God, Steve. If you get an abortion, you're not a whore. Jesus Christ.
I mean, that happens.
This might have been my sixth kid. Well, you're a whore then.
Okay, so if it's her first one, she's a whore.
If you have six abortions, maybe you have a problem.
Yeah, that's when you have a problem.
But also, you're spending, $500 a pop? Condoms
are
cheaper.
It's just the thing is, if you're going to do that and you don't want a kid, then why the fuck did you do it to begin with?
Well,
save us all the trouble.
Well, here's the thing, bro.
Steve, how many times have you gotten drunk and stuck in your dick in a couch cushion? Come on. It happened. Or is
here's
it just
the thing,
me?
Bro.
The couch didn't get pregnant and had a futon the next day.
Is that just...
Oh, my God.
The next day.
Sex is not strictly for fucking procreation, dude.
That's
you know
true.
What?
Dolphins have sex for fun.
Yeah. Maybe I just enjoy having sex with my wife. And you know what? I don't need a fucking kid. I'm not fucking Duggar who needs a fucking army... to convert Muslims to fucking Christians, okay?
Or maybe we're all dolphins.
Or to plant his garden or something, I don't know.
Or maybe we're all dolphins.
Or, hey,
Jesus Christ. That? Somebody has... it's called an accident. And you know what?
Hey.
Some people don't want said accident. And you know what? It's
and
their
sometimes
choice.
You name accidents Andy Estes.
Oh, no!
I'm just kidding. He wasn't, he wasn't an accident.
Jesus
he was just more of a,
Christ.
Oh, shit, we just had a kid. However many months apart we are. My brother and I are like 18 months apart, so you do the math.
That's called Irish twins, right? Or something like that.
That's
Irish
great.
Twins, yeah.
That's right. He's my brother. He's my brother from the same mother.
Oh, God. This has been too political. I need some
look at that.
Yeah, that was an awesome
look
interception.
Look at that. That's
the interception, yes.
Fuck you, Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
Janoris Jenkins with a nice
interception. Oh, that's a fucking – that's highlight of the week right there.
That was nice.
Assholes. That
this is kind of episode 17 we're on.
Yeah, you know what? Let's 105. Let's save let's save that for the start of.
Okay.
Let's start.
Episode 17. Are we all in agreement? It's kind of like just assholes in general.
Basically.
I don't know what the name.
Yeah.
What would the name be?
Assholes in general.
We'll come up with that later.
Yeah. To be determined.
No, I wasn't saying that all women are horses. I get tired of hearing. No, I get tired of hearing the same thing about. It's like,
horse.
Oh, I was like, oh, I had a kid, but I.
I think I get what you're talking about, Steve, because I think I have a general same viewpoint as you. If you're going to be having sex, you believe in having responsible sex.
There you go.
That's what he's talking about.
Yes, contraception. I'm all for.
That's all Steve's talking about. He's just very passionate about.
And you know what? Van Wilder also told us, you know, that's why you
don't
stick
be
to
a fool.
Anal sex.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't be a fool. Wrap your tool.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh. Van Wilder had a couple of contraception quotes in there, I guess.
Yeah.
Don't be a fool, wrap your tool. And no, Mom, that's why we stuck to anal sex.
That was waiting.
Oh, yeah, shit, you're right. That's just Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
Same thing.
Actually, he said you should check the quality of the turf before you play on the field.
Ooh. Or like my dad's quote, why we don't have a lot of trust here is grass don't grow on a playground.
Jesus.
So a very political episode, but still very entertaining. I think I enjoyed it. Good call.
I think we did well. I tell you what, I need to get semi-buzzed, almost borderline drunk before every recording. Because
good podcast.
I just
good
feel
podcast
like,
is all, yeah.
I feel like my game has been upped.
Yeah.
Like Ginger Spice may want to call me.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
Hey, hey, you
pumpkin,
wanna, you,
pumpkin
you,
spice.
Oh,
pumpkin
my goodness.
Spice. It's like, hey, you want to meet up in, like, Kingdom City? I'm like, fuck yeah. I'm sure there's a Denny's there. We can have some, we can have a meal.
Oh,
do you like Steak and Shake?
All right, Tony, let's do teases for next episode.
Teases for episode 18?
18.
Holy balls.
We're 18 in.
Oh, we're going to be legal on the next episode.
Oh, yeah.
However, I would have been hitting on you by this episode.
By episode 10, you would have got an inbox message from a
yeah.
Joe Dust.
Joe Dust at AshleyMadison.com.
Happy 10 episode anniversary. Who
yeah.
just passed up.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. Here's our teasers for next episode. We're going to maybe talk about some favorite video games to movie adaptations.
Okay.
Talk
that'll
about
be
that.
More of a nerd.
We're going nerdier.
Centric.
Yeah, we're
nerd
going nerdier.
Cast, if you will.
Because we were very political, we're going to get away from the political stuff.
That's yeah. Tony's so. Fault.
Yeah.
Next one, and then we're talking about movies we saw as children that we want to see remade or modernized
yes.
now. We'll talk about those.
Because you know what? I don't think Hollywood does enough like remakes or reboots.
Have
I think
we...
Well, it's a matter of if you're going to do them, what ones do we want
have
to see?
Have we called Matt that? A Jew this episode yet? sweet Matthew.
Shabbos, motherfucker.
He's the
Shabbos.
Nice, he's the nice guy of
I don't think
podcast.
So, but...
We got a few movie reviews, and I thought we might... Halloween's going to be coming upon us here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we'll maybe talk about some of our favorite horror movies or best Halloween memories. We'll
ooh,
we'll
yeah,
we'll
yeah, that. Yeah. That's good.
So we'll go
yeah.
from there.
Okay.
So.
That's cool.
Tony, yeah. wrap us up, dude.
All right.
Do some Planned Parenthood on us and wrap us up.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Nicely
yes,
done.
thank you for listening to us rant about some heavy politicized type stuff. But I think it flowed well overall. Forgive me. I did that on purpose.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering what that was.
Sorry.
He was doing his Philip Seymour Hoffman impression from Along Came Polly, I think is what he was
yeah, that's right. I've had a few beers today. Forgive me. Again, thank you for listening to episode 17, gentlemen. Episode 17 of the Nerdcast podcast. Be sure to check us out online at nerdcast.com. That's nyrdcast.com. You can also find us on Instagram and the Twitter, at Nerdcast, nyrdcast. We are also part of the Inside Joke, Outside Voice podcast network. Check out ijov.net for more podcasts about, you know, random shit or whatever. Thanks again for listening. I go by the name of Toner.
My name's Joe Dust. I love you.
My name's Matt, and I love Joe.
My name's Sound Guy Steve, and I love Lamp. Okay.
So until next time, do whatever it is you do. Peace.
See ya!
That type
I think
of stuff
Steve
there,
has called women whores on 7 episodes so
it,
far.
I'll say it again. Whore.
Go with Christ. Ronnie Hillman was running like an Oregonian shooter was after
him. Oh!
Jesus, look at the
Madison!
This is River City Sound and their single, Gallows.